we're chatting today about a paycheck protection program fix for rural hospitals. And I guess the immediate question that comes to mind is that, you know, our hospitals have been pretty busy these past few days. Why do they need PPP stuff?
Yeah, well, it's it is sort of counterintuitive that hospitals need help when they are struggling, when they have so much work to do. But rural hospitals have been under intense pressure during the pandemic. Many of them lost a lot of revenue because people were postponing elective surgeries and other preventative care procedures. And then on the other hand, they had increased costs because they had to buy all of this extra personal protective equipment and other supplies. And then a lot of staffing issues as staff wasn't able to be working because they were ill or someone in their family was working, was ill. So a lot of rural hospitals have really struggled, and many of them weren't eligible for the Paycheck Protection Program because they're part of larger networks. For example, the Stanford Bemidji Medical Center in Bemidji or the Grand Itasca Clinic in Grand Rapids. They're not eligible because they're part of this big organization. So our bill would fix that, and it would make rural hospitals like Stanford Bemidji be able to apply for the Paycheck Protection Forgivable Loan Program, and that'll be a big help to them because there's still a lot of struggle, a lot of financial pressures, and I think we know these big hospitals, these rural hospitals are so important for communities and also a really important economic drivers because a lot of people work there.
All right, and is there anything else you're working on that you wanted to be sure we mentioned before we wrap up today?
Well, I would like to mention that I believe we can get this proposal to help rural hospitals done as part of the big COVID relief package that we're working on. I expect that we're going to be working hard to get that done by the middle of March, and that'll get much needed help to people that are still struggling, worried about paying rent and buying their groceries and doing all of the things that they have that COVID has made so much harder, and especially to get our schools opened and opened safely.